You know, to be around the know-it-all, it's exhausting. Believe me, sometimes I'm exhausting, I'm sure, for other people. Hopefully not all the time, because of the spirit of know-it-all, we know better. How do we know better? Oh, we get revelation daily from God. Let's just say we do get revelation from God, and we get mysteries from God. But what did Paul say? Paul said, if you know all the mysteries, how did you get those mysteries? He didn't say false mysteries. But how does someone get mysteries? They get it from heaven. Paul said, if you know all the mysteries, if you speak with the tongue of man and angel, if you have faith to move the mountain, but if you don't love, it profits you nothing, and you're just an empty gong and clinging cymbal. Bang, bang. But you say, those are revelation I'm sharing. How can a revelation that comes from above be equal as a sound of cymbal, clinging cymbal? Bang, bang. Nobody likes it. See, you take the love out of the most wonderful revelation from above. You ruin that revelation, and that revelation becomes a clinging symbol. You take love out of the strongest faith ever possible on earth. I haven't heard anybody move the mountain. But even if, so where does that faith come from? From above. Some of us, we build ministries around the strong faith that the Lord gave it to us. But the Bible said, if you don't love, it doesn't profit you anything. Again, let me go back to the beginning. It's very exhausting to be around the know-it-all without love. It is very exhausting to be around people of faith, even Christian faith, follower of Christ. They have faith to do things. But it's exhausting to be around them if they don't have love. I've been there too. I've done that myself. It's exhausting to be around people that they have the best and the most accurate prophecy. And they are even prophets, let's say. But it's very exhausting to be around such a person if they don't love. But that such a person could be any of us. I'm not saying them, it's us. But my point is today, it's very exhausting. I've been in one of those meetings today, and really, all day I have been exhausted. I want to cry, this is not a good cry. I feel all of my virtues are gone. I'm in such a like an empty space now. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm just talking. The question is, have I been a cause of other people's exhaustion because of the things I'm just sharing, all the revelation I got? Yes. Thank God for 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Oh my God, if Paul wrote just that chapter, his ministry would be, to me, done. He really explained everything. And again, I'm so exhausted. I feel slowly the joy of the Lord is coming back. Because you take the love out of anything, you kill the joy. That's why some of us, we pray with such a, and it's okay to have the compassion of the Lord and pray for other people and cry and weep, but some of us are so heavy all the time because of the lack of love. Love, love, love. Am I going to be able to perfectly love? myself, God, or other? Absolutely not. As long as I take the first step, as long as I say, Father, I am willing to love. If it takes another 20 years, 30 years, 5 years, 10 years, all of my life, I commit myself to the school of love. But yes, if you want to give me faith, yes. Yes, that's a calling. That's an individual calling. Some people, you know, even Paul said to all prophesy and to all pray in tongue. But anyway, I don't want to get there. But my point is, take love out of anything and you just killed that thing. That thing is dead. There is no life in anything we share if there is no love. Love is life. Wow. Father, fill us up with the spirit of love. Yes, we will go become a missionary. Yes, we will become businessman and businesswoman. Yes, some of us become like mothers and with so many children and never get the chance to minister to the world. But as long as we love, we fulfill all the commitment. And I mean all the commandment and commitment. People ask the Lord, Jesus, some question about, hey, you tell us what's going on. He said, love God, love others as you love yourself. Squeeze the whole thing, love comes out, even if it's 2 drops or 3 drops of love out of the Bible. But that 2 or 3 drops, love God, even with the drop of love you have, you can muster. Love others, even with the drop of love that you can muster. Love yourself, even with the drop of love that you have. That love is eternal, even if it's a drop. Apply it to anything. If you're a fashion designer, apply it. Apply that drop of love into your marriage, into your relationship, into your friendship. When you talk to other people, when you give love. Mother Teresa, if I could have one hero, it would be her. Right there. A small act of love. She didn't try even to change people. She kept loving. I have tried to be like that, really. For me, it's impossible. I mean, that was a heart that God gave it to her. But at least I can see, I can admire that love. Then, why should I, instead of leading people to the Lord, loving people to the Lord, why should I be a person that would, when I leave their presence, they will say, man, I'm exhausted. I don't want to be like that. When I leave someone, or when they leave my presence, I want them to be filled up. I don't want their virtue to leak out because of me. That's the good question. Do I add virtue to people, or do I drain all their virtue with the spirit of know-it-all? I know how to do business. I know how to prophesy. I know how to evangelize. I know how to change a nation. I know how to fix marriages. I know how to build a church. I know how to build a school. I know how to have a good politician in our city. Know-it-all. 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 How about love it all? Love it all. And love it all. Believe me, I'm not there. I'm just talking to myself too. As it goes out of my mouth, hopefully it goes back into my ear and my heart and my mind and my soul. I really want that. You know, people's gas tank are empty. Their virtue is so empty. We are the one with the gas. We are the one with the love. We are the one with oil. because it was given to us. We have access to virtue. You cannot buy virtue. You cannot buy what runs the spirit of a human being. You know, now they have hybrid cars, but it still is running out of something. The humanity doesn't just live by bread alone, by revelation alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. But remember, God is not like us. His word is full of virtue and full of life and full of love. And because He is love. Okay, the word that I want all of us, please, to concentrate is virtue and exhaustion. Virtue versus exhaustion, if I'm pronouncing it right. Are you exhausted? I think most people will say, yes, we are exhausted now, especially in the year 2022. Then I pray and ask the Lord, Father, we come to you and we repent of putting our hand or our heart and our mind and our ears, even our feet, into anything but love. We ask, Father, that you fill us with virtue and make us a people, a group of people that will bring virtues to our house, neighborhood, city, nation, and the world, even as a mom or a single mom with so many children. We could be filled with virtue from above. All because of you, Father. Love brings that virtue. When I say virtue, I mean that inner life that we all carry. That your life tank is full. You know, that's to me, it's virtue. When someone touched Jesus's robe and he said, my virtue went out. I mean the life that comes from above, your inner joy, your inner happiness. Not the happiness and the peace that the world offers, but the one that is inside you. That virtue. And when that runs out, it leads to exhaustion. And know-it-all spirit, to me, is the enemy of virtue. Love will fill us with virtue. I know that was a long talk. Almost 14 minutes. Hopefully that what I shared, it gave you virtue and brought some life to you. Love you guys.